News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Maximum price orders will be considered by government to halt rising gas and electricity costs, the Taoiseach has told the Dáil. However, Leo Varadkar warned that energy companies were going out of business because of price caps in the UK. So we're asking, should we put a cap on energy bills here to counteract the rising costs? And for more on this, I'm joined by Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD. Paul, I might come to you first. In terms of capping energy costs to the consumers, do you think that there's a justification for it?
Yes, I do. People are faced with huge energy price rises this winter. Already prices have gone up by, in some cases, almost 25%. That's going to amount to a total increase in costs for many people of kind of 400, 500 euros over the course of the winter. And in a context when 1 in 10 of the population lives with fuel poverty, which means that they struggle to pay their bills, when many people, older people in particular, simply cannot afford to heat their homes in the winter. You know, you'll knock on their doors, you'll see them with multiple layers on and so on, most of the rooms closed off, not using them. And that extra cost is simply unaffordable. You have people on a state pension of just over 200 euros a week. And that kind of cost will push them into a dire situation. So as an immediate first step, yes, maximum price orders to say this is the maximum cost that a company can charge per unit. That's how it's done in Britain.
All right, Paul, that's fair enough. Dara Cassidy, is Paul Murphy right? Is this a way of getting people out of fuel poverty, stopping them from having to put on the kind of the Gansey heating system in their homes? What do you make of it?
Good morning, Ciara. It's a way. I'm not sure if it's the right way. It could be the populist way, but it could have negative consequences. Companies are going out of business in the UK because of this. I don't think we want to see suppliers go out of business. I don't think we want to see people lose their jobs. And I don't think we want to see chaos in the energy market when suppliers have gone out of business and then people can't even heat their homes. I think there's an easier solution first and foremost, rather than putting a cap on prices. And I'm looking at the amount that the government actually takes, because I think the government likes to conveniently guess, whether it's the price of housing, whether it's the price of energy, how much it contributes to the cost of living. So, for example, on a yearly basis, around 8 euro a year the government takes in carbon tax, around 6 euro the government takes in the PSO levy, around 300 or 400 euro a year the government takes in VAT. So the government could easily reduce VAT, which is what the Spanish government has done. They could reduce the carbon tax. They could reduce the PSO levy. I think there's other things the government could do first and foremost that would not put suppliers at risk, that would not put people's jobs at risk, but that would actually lower energy bills.
Okay, well, let's put that to Paul. Paul, you're populist. You're putting companies out of business. And why not simply reduce carbon tax or VAT?
Well, certainly I'm against a carbon tax. I'd be in favour of getting rid of the carbon tax. What I'd be concerned about in terms of reducing VAT is that potentially the energy companies can simply keep the price the same and pocket the reduction in VAT. And there are broader points here. So that's the point of the maximum price order is an immediate short-term measure. The two broader points I would make is, one, the role of data centers in this increase in prices. It's 3 years ago since Moody's predicted, they said, we're going to have energy price rises as a consequence of the fact that now 10% of total electricity produced in this country goes to the data centers. That's going to rise to 30% by the end of the decade. That is completely unsustainable, and together with the international price rises is a factor here. But the second point is that the model of having our electricity supply privatized is not a model that makes sense from the point of view of consumers, of workers, or of the environment.
And are you happy, Paul, if we do away with the data centers and don't allow any more, or even undo some of the data centers that already exist, if we lose the multinational tech companies that employ so many people here because we don't have those data centers that they say that they require?
Each data center employs about 30 people.
No, but it supports the tech companies. It's not about what the data center does. To support tech companies that employ thousands of people.
But you can see at the weekend, there was a story that Intel, for example, was talking about not doing another investment which would employ apparently 10,000 workers in production here because of the crisis in terms of electricity. It's going to cause a crisis in terms of potential blackouts this winter. And as a model, it is completely unsustainable. So we have a bill which will be moved Thursday week to prevent further planning permission for more data centres, to not go further down this completely unsustainable road, which points away from all of our
Let's bring Dara back in. Does Paul have a point? Are we expending energy on the wrong things and that's impacting on consumer prices?
Yeah, there is a point. He's correct in saying that data centres are placing huge strain on the electricity network, and there is a trade-off. But you're also right, Ciara, that there's jobs, there's investment as a result of it. But it does seem perhaps slightly unsustainable at the moment. However, the immediate problem is not because of data centres. The immediate problem with the increase in the price of gas and electricity has absolutely nothing to do with data centres. There's wider issues. It's COVID, there's been bottlenecks, and it's to do with the fact as well that two gas-fired power plants are out of action. So that's what's putting pressure on prices at the moment. But certainly in the longer term, yes, the sustainability of data centres does need to be questioned. But just getting back to what the government can do, Paul was saying here, concerns around VAT. I wouldn't share those concerns. I think it's an easy thing for the government to do. It could easily save people a few hundred euro on their bill. Perhaps even the tax credits could be brought in as well in the budget to help people. So I think there are things that the government can do to help households. Because I think energy bills, at the best of times, can be a bit of struggle for some households. Now we've seen some increases. That figure of 400 is an average. One or two big suppliers have even announced increases that are about maybe 700 or 800 euro. So it's absolutely astronomical.
And just last question to you, Paul. If Dara is right, and if the measures of caps do put people out of business, of course, that will decrease competition in the energy market and ultimately very possibly cost consumers more. Are you concerned about that?
Well, I don't think there should be competition in the energy market. I think it is a very clear natural monopoly where you have massive economies of scale, and we should have renationalisation of the energy distribution market, energy supply market.
And don't accept the fact that competition will actually lower prices for people?
No, because then we have it run as a public utility, which puts the interests of its workers first, puts the interests of consumers first, and crucially, puts the interests of the environment first, because we need rapid electrification of all aspects of industry that can be electrified.
All right.
And we need a rapid shift towards renewable energy. And that can happen best with a state-owned
Many people would argue that public utilities do put the rights of the workers first, but certainly don't put the rights of consumers first. Let us leave it there this morning, gentlemen. Thank you for all of that. That is Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at Bonkers.ie, and Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD.